It's here and now. Howard University, one of the country's most prominent historically black colleges, is facing some major challenges as students go back to class this week. This spring, a Howard trustee warned that the school will not be here in 3 years if we don't make some crucial decisions now. The school then announced it would cut 75 positions, and 13 deans from Howard wrote a letter to trustees saying fiscal mismanagement is doing irreparable harm. Well, we want to check in first with Anthony Miller. He's president of the Student Association at Howard. And Anthony, we know that Howard is trying to assure students that things are fine, but are you and they worried?
I think a lot of students are definitely worried, but the future of Howard is, I think, very solid. We are not without challenges, the financial situations for a lot of students, and, you know, they're not the best. With the changes in the Pell Grants and the Parent PLUS loans, a lot of the students at Howard utilize those to attend school.
These are government grants.
And they've changed the regulations for those, so a lot of students are not eligible. That puts a strain on their budgets, which has a negative effect on the school.
Well, we understand that Howard and other HBCUs, these are historically black colleges and universities, have a unique role, and because of that, they may be getting hit harder by cutbacks and things like Pell Grants. Mary Beth Gassman is the Associate Professor of Higher Education at the University of Pennsylvania, and she told the website Griot that HBCUs suffer disproportionately when these things happen because they have such a commitment to serving disadvantaged kids.
They hit the nail right on the head. We don't like to turn people away. One of our mottos is service. And really just providing to people that may never be able to repay us. And that's a gift and a curse.
Well, what about the fact that fewer students might be choosing Howard than in the past? We spoke about this with the president of Morehouse. The fact that African-American students have so many more choices than they might have decades ago when the schools were started. And that even now, some of them can't afford the tuition. In that letter we mentioned from the deans of Howard, they write they're worried about a decline in student enrollment because of a 44% increase in tuition. Now, tuition is still very low, around $22,000. That's thousands less than George Washington University, for instance. But is there a sense that the tuition might be climbing too high and that so many African Americans have other choices?
There are, you know, a wealth of options for, you know, any and all student now. But I think an HBCU education is unlike any other. It shows you the history, and it has a bigger focus on how African Americans have been a part of affecting change in this country and around the world.
One last concern that's been raised, crime. Howard Senior Omar Sykes killed in July. He was robbed. Also a reported rape. This is not unusual for city schools. We are on the campus of Boston University. We understand that. And other D.C. schools, we mentioned George Washington University and Georgetown, have both had more sexual assaults in recent years than Howard, according to the Washington Post. But it's still out there that that's a concern. How do you deflect that?
I mean, we have to address it. I don't think we should deflect it. I think it's definitely a big concern. Omar Sykes was actually my roommate and a very, very good friend of mine. So his passing, you know, he was shot and killed right on the street that we live on, the street that I walk down every day. Mm-hmm. So it really could have been anyone, honestly, because it's really crazy to think about it. I'm sorry. It's just right now. It's just he's really close to me. And that happening, it's just really crazy, and it really opens your eyes up to a lot of things. But I think to the safety issue, an education has to happen on the part of Howard students to understand that a lot of Howard students come from suburbs, and a lot of times they may not understand the city life or something as small as locking your door. We also have to work better with the D.C. community. One of the things a new thing we're doing this year is a community service day. We're going to go out into the community and help out elderly or feed the homeless, and how we build this, you know, this relationship with the community and make sure that, you know, incidents like this, we're not going to be able to eliminate them all, but we can begin to mitigate them and just deter them as much as possible.
Well, Anthony Miller, again, president of the Student Association at Howard University, I'm so sorry for your loss of your friend. And it sounds as if, you know, another reason you might want to keep going here is to, you know, get the education that he can't get now.
Yeah, definitely.
Yeah. Well, best to you.
Thank you. Yeah.
Well, let's bring in Aaron Weiner. He's with the Washington City Paper. Aaron, that's tough, hearing that Anthony's friend was the one murdered, obviously affecting him and his friends. But your thoughts, is it fair to have it affect Howard's reputation?
Well, you know, it's made bad press and it's an absolutely tragic incident. But I think the fact of the matter is that, you know, D.C. is getting safer overall. And the area around Howard is also getting much safer. And, you know, it shouldn't reflect on the school.
Aaron, you write that there are actually two Howard universities. The first, academically and operationally strong. That's according to the Howard board chair, Addison Barry Rand. Budget balanced, endowment up. But what's the second Howard?
The second Howard is the one that the administration is not talking about much, is the one that has seen its enrollment drop significantly, is facing a budget crunch, and is trying to find a way to get back on its feet and keep moving forward.
Well, how can your budget be both balanced and crunched?
There are a couple things going on. One is, of course, if you cut costs, your budget can technically be balanced, even if you're not bringing in as much revenue just because you're, you know, laying people off and eliminating positions. Mm. Beyond that, the university anticipates a pretty substantial cutback in its assistance from the federal government, which actually accounts for more than a quarter of its budget.
Is that part of the sequester, the automatic cuts?
Yeah, exactly. Mm-hmm.
Well, and we know, and you write that Howard is also having to look closely at some of its assets. It runs a hospital, a teaching hospital, but people are looking at more closely at that, at a building project. Tell us about that.
The part of town where Howard is located was decimated by the 1968 riots in D.C. But recently, property values have been coming way up, which means Howard is sort of sitting on a gold mine here. But Howard also has pretty dire student housing. So it's devoting most of that land to campus facilities. The one big project that was supposed to bring Howard a lot of money was this Howard Town Center development, which just a couple of months ago got put on ice because Howard canceled its agreement with the developer over some internal issues that they actually haven't totally disclosed.
How is this reverberating? It's not just Howard University, a black school. It is a black school in a very large black population in Washington, D.C. that points with pride to things like Howard University. So how is this? What are the rumblings about this?
No one wants to see it go anywhere. I think there's just so much uncertainty in the air. You know, it has a lot of people worried that the future might not be as bright as the past for the university.
Aaron Weiner, a reporter at the Washington City Paper in D.C. Aaron, thanks so much.
All right. Thank you, Robin.
And we'll be back in 1 minute. Here and Now.
Funding for Here and Now comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software. Find over 200 job openings at MathWorks.com.